U.S. employers added 144,000 jobs to their payrolls in August. The Labor Department's monthly jobs report also showed the unemployment rate ticking down by 0.1 percentage point to 5.4%. That's the lowest the unemployment rate has been in 3 years. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
On balance, the August jobs report shows an economy that's starting to produce jobs again after hitting a soft patch in June and July. Averaging the last 3 months together, businesses created about 100,000 new jobs per month. Not bad, says economist Jim Glassman at J.P. Morgan, but also nothing to get too excited about.
It's okay, but it's really not quite where it should be. It's basically a picture that says employment is growing close to trend or slightly below trend. Of course, at this time in the cycle, with a lot of hiring ahead of, we've got a long way to go before we get to full employment, and so it's a little disappointing.
The unemployment rate did come down another notch, but that was largely due to the fact 150,000 people took themselves out of the workforce. Still, most sectors of the economy were adding jobs last month. Lynn Reeser is chief economist with Bank of America.
We've seen some improvement finally in the manufacturing sector, particularly durable goods companies. Construction is still on track. Healthcare remains a big generator of new jobs. And we have seen some improvement in some of the higher paying jobs in professional and technical services, such as people who design computers.
One company that is hiring is Dallas-based Marlow Industries, which makes small devices used to cool electronic parts. Barry Nickerson is Marlow's president and CEO. He says after the collapse of the telecom boom in 2001, employment at his company fell by a third. But recently, he says, the company has started ramping back up again.
For our business, it's been accelerating at a pretty substantial pace. But we are seeing that each of the industries that we support, there is clearly growth in each one of the industries. And where there was certainly in the telecommunications industry, where there was large levels of inventory, those inventories have been pretty much flushed out.
There were pockets of weakness in the August jobs report. Retail employment declined for a second straight month. One way many companies have been cautiously dipping a toe back in the water is by taking on temporary workers rather than full-time employees. Jeff Jarris is CEO of Manpower Incorporated, one of the country's largest temporary help firms. He also believes hiring is back on track, albeit at a restrained pace.
We're in a pause. Companies added on because they were so thin, and you saw that happening at the beginning of the year. And now that they are adding as they see demand for their products and services. They are not adding before that.
As expected, the new jobs report was seized upon by both sides in the presidential campaign. The Bush administration pointed to the August employment report as being consistent with the ongoing economic expansion. Democrat John Kerry, meanwhile, repeated his prediction the administration is on track to be the first since the Great Depression to see a decline in the overall number of jobs while in office. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.